Poincy's Pub, located on the corner of Ogden and Jackson on Milwaukee's Lower East Side. Poincy's Pub features grilled hot wings, specialty burgers, and live music. This week at Poincy's, check out The Setbacks with Certain Stars on November 4th. And after the Hank Williams III show, check out 357 String Band with God's Outlaws. That's this week at Poincy's Pub on the corner of Ogden and Jackson. Call them at 277-0122.
Practical methods interacting with community at every other missed opportunity. I began as a spark in the dark, spaced out embryo, precarious start, aggressively moonstruck, pacifist, violent fantasies that remain inactive. I'll pack a book as my weapon, bibliomancy to answer your question. Heavy and thick as a brick filled with passion. No, you can't read it, it might smash your atoms. Upon feeding, you delete too. Exist now as before, and upon leaving, I will leave you wanting more space while taking my hand.
Yeah, I'm spaced out. I keep my faces spaced out. Toward the light, the way we lay, sit up tight now. Yeah, I'm spaced out. I keep my faces spaced out. Toward the light, the way we lay, sit up tight now. Yeah, I'm spaced out. I keep my faces spaced out. Toward the light, the way we lay, sit up tight now. Yeah, I'm spaced out. I keep my faces spaced out. Toward the light, the way we lay, sit up tight now. Their positive plan, electron negative, never be static, circular motion, hurricane, pull tight satellite, let's leave this planet alright, USA, I'm coming from the Milky Way, don't test my spaceship, humanoid eyeball vision, laser beam fader precision, don't glance directly at the globe, too light, too luminous, borderline like Madonna, bringing that borderline drama. You don't know whether to scream like James Brown or own like Dalai Lama. Abs of steel, abstraction, fabulous feel. Nebula, full time, fluctuate. Oh, so beautiful as I punctuate. We sample the stars. Binary system so large. No need to try hard. Easy like Sunday, death on your runway. Riffgraff, knuckleheadology. Imperial genealogy. You die in the flames of defunct cosmo-atomic blast. Nasty madness. JTO the baddest. Bipod molecule molester. Zap on the humanoid false mic tester. Frivolous gyration. Destroyed by this vibration. Teletechno ectoplasmic spastic plastic sabotage. I control the machines. Prevail for the noble dreams. Turbulent conflicts rise. Heads up, y'all, and dance for your lives. Yeah, I'm spaced out. I keep my faces spaced out. Toward the light, the way we lay, sit up tight now. Yeah, I'm spaced out. I keep my faces spaced out. Toward the light, the way we lay, sit up tight now. Yeah, I'm spaced out. I keep my faces spaced out. Toward the light, the way we lay, sit up tight now. Yeah, I'm spaced out. I keep my faces spaced out. Toward the light, the way we lay, sit up tight now. We'll be right back.
just close my eyes again. Climbed aboard the Dreamweaver train. Trying to take away my worries of today and leave tomorrow.
WMSC, you love it. Admit it, you love music. WMSC is a constant source of music that you love. We bring it to you each and every day. Because WMSC is a public radio station, we rely on the people who are passionate about music to support it with a pledge. WMSC's fall membership drive kicks off this Friday, November 4th at 9 a.m. on the Chicken Shack. We have a goal of $115,000. We have a pre-drive goal of $20,000. In Milwaukee, we've raised over $14,000 so far, and we've only got a few days to go. We're asking you to consider making your contribution to the WMSC Fall Campaign today with a pledge of support to Frontier Radio. By making your donation in advance, you'll not only help us reach the $20,000, but you'll be among the important listeners whose contributions affect programming directly. Your pre-drive donation will shorten the on-air fundraising activity, allowing us to bring you more of the great music and programming that you want. So we're asking you, if you plan on making your contribution, do it today. Or if you plan on pledging during the on-air drive, consider an additional gift at this time. Remember, regardless of the amount, every dollar counts. So, Milwaukee, we sure hope to hear from you. And tune in to WMSC this Friday, November 4th at 9 a.m. for the kickoff of the WMSC Fall Membership Drive. Thanks, Milwaukee.
Hi, this is Rolf Schenker.
This is Matthias Jabs.
This is Klaus Meiner of the Scorpions for Red. Recording artists, actors and athletes against drunk driving. Nothing can replace a life lost to drunk driving. It takes a lot of courage to prevent someone from drinking and driving. But if you're truly a friend, friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, and the National Association of Broadcasters.
afternoon, Milwaukee. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
We're down with TLC today.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You're down with TLC?
Army with Harmony.
Oh, my goodness. It's Thursday afternoon. Doesn't feel like a Thursday
afternoon.
If you say so. Yeah. Oh, wait. Hold on a second. I can't hear what you're saying.
Is it election?
Were we on that whole time?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we're still on. Okay. Can you hear me now?
No.
It's me I can't hear.
Can you hear us?
Hello. Oh, my God. That was too loud.
Hello.
Welcome to the worst radio in America.
Yeah, woo-hoo! It's going to be a long 3 hours.
This is totally CG. That's computer generated. What?
There, if I had crickets chirping, we could have used that.
Go, read your song.
All right, in that last bit of music, you heard Gary Wright with Dreamweaver. Before that, Cliche Guevara from Against Me, Def Harmonic with Spaced Out.
Yeah, I'm spaced out.
Yeah, you're spaced out. Starting off the set, Fortuna from Carl Orff.
No, that's a Fortuna.
Fortuna.
Like
a bit Fortuna. Tomato, tomato. So, it's Thursday afternoon, sitting down here.
Stop
first Thursday of the month. I have to remind myself.
Wake up.
Because I should be in Italy. I missed my plane.
Yeah. You're going to Italy. You're in Italy.
Yeah.
Italy.
You excited?
I'm really excited. I think I'm having a good time in Italy right now.
Probably.
Actually, I'm still in London right now.
Oh.
But anyway, we're down here with Tastes Like Chicken.
Woohoo!
And do you have a DJ name, Rachel?
No.
You want to say hi to anyone?
No.
Jeff Gordon.
Come on. This is my cousin, Rachel, and she's down here visiting today just for a little bit. She's got to run, but she wants to say hi to the ghost of Dale Earnhardt. Who else?
How about his son?
His son.
The one who's alive.
She doesn't speak to the dead. I know. She should come down every Thursday.
I know. I want to get her to play a song, but she won't.
Yeah, but we don't play crap.
Ooh. My songs are not crap.
I'm like, have you listened to this show before?
As OPP plays in the background.
Dude, there's nothing wrong with OPP.
Yeah, you know me. If you could have your headphones on, you would have realized how perfect that sounded right after you said it. But anyway, you'll hear it later.
What do you mean? This is live. I can't hear.
When you download it off the internet.
On the archive.
Because the archives are back up.
Finally. Unless you guys bust them out again today. Like
bust a move.
Do. So what's new since last month?
Nothing. Yeah.
That's exciting.
Halloween was a blast.
I was the Hamburglar.
That was really good costume.
Thank you.
What were you, Eric? Watchman?
I was Frank T.J. Mackey from Magnolia.
Yeah.
You know his famous tagline, respect the...
What were you, Vinny?
I was hammered.
Yes, he was.
What else is new?
Yeah.
All right. Friday. Well, if there's something you guys want to hear today, you can try to give us a call. But we pretty much have the whole show program, so.
Absolutely.
Rotary phone only.
Yeah.
We're feeling quite snobby, and we're not actually going to answer the phones today, so don't even try calling.
If you can find a time machine, you can call in.
But Mick Foley, why won't you call me back?
On that note, we're going to get back into the music.
Thanks for visiting, Rachel.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Come back anytime.
I will.
Excellent.
Promise?
I promise.
What do you promise?
That I'll come back.
You could have made that funny.
No, all right. She couldn't.
All right. Play. Oh, this is a song I'm dedicating to Watchmen and Vincent Bag of Donuts. So here we go. Enjoy.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns staring out the window at the darkness. The boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, son, I made my life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind me saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Now every gambler knows the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best you can hope for is to die in your sleep. So when he'd finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out his cigarette, and faded off to sleep. Then somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up,
when to hold up,
know when to fold up,
when to fold up,
know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the deal's done.
From Mary, we'll be leaving. And you get your ticket, headed for freedom. It's time to shine. Planets are moving, setting it all in line. It's building time. Strap on your wings and take to the sky.
It was 7:45 in the AM. Taking time off for Mac, and you know how. Everything's all superb. You turn around and a phone call tries your nerves. But check it. Everything is cool, really very sweet. Life is what it is, it gets a little heated. I keep it going, 'cause things are what I make it, and who I am is mine for sure.
You got me hopping and popping, I'm chugging like a choo-choo train. So I keep moving and grooving until I find my way.
They are the answers, soldiers of truth. Release the demons around you. Be one with the sun, devour your power. Oh, let the children soak in you. They are the answers, soldiers of truth. Embrace the spirits around you. Be one with the sun, devour your power.
I'm shouting like a choo-choo train. So I keep moving and grooving until I find my way.
Life's a game, every day that you wake up to a world of rain. So you end up running in circles, then you turn around and it starts all over again. But check it, intentions of your soul is pure. Your mind is deeper than the ocean floor. So why of all the wonders within you, what motivates one to be so cruel?
You got me
hopping
and popping, I'm chugging like a choo-choo train. So I keep moving and grooving until I find my way.
chugging like a choo-choo train. So I keep moving and grooving until I find my way. The state of the world might make you want to go insane. So keep on pushing till you reach a better day. So I keep moving and grooving until I find my way. The state of the world might make you want to go insane. So keep on pushing till you reach a better day. You got me hopping and popping, I'm chugging like a choo-choo train. So I keep moving and grooving until I find my way. The world might make you want to go insane.
Shimmy, shimmy, bum, 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 shimmy, shimmy, shimmy.
So keep on pushing till you reach a better day.
This hour brought to you by Vital Source Magazine. Each month, Vital's goal is to deliver the city an interesting take on art, music, and what's going on in the world. We give people a forum to speak their minds, even when they don't agree, and look for the stories nobody's talking about yet. Free thinkers can find information, including nearly 500 delivery locations, at vitalsourcemag.com. Vital Source Magazine, vital reading for Milwaukee.
Okay, and that last set of music, you heard Billy Ocean.
Bill.
Why?
Because you screwed up.
I did. It was supposed to be our background music. That song reminds me of my friend Paul Belinsky in high school.
Was he a Caribbean queen?
Pablo Inti?
I can't say.
Why does that remind you of him? Oh, did I just turn my mic off?
Because were you sharing the same dream?
We were. He used to say, I can't say.
Whoa.
Damn, can you say the word pork?
Yes.
As a verb?
Sure.
Or as a noun?
Yeah, I parallel porked.
Did he pork Billy Ocean?
No. Never mind. Before that, you heard
children. No.
Let's get back to this. Milwaukee wants
right
to know.
Pork. 1980.
For some reason, he used to say that I wanted to pork Billy Ocean. I don't know why.
Is
it true?
He used to want to pork Billy Ocean. Or you wanted to pork Billy Ocean.
I used to want to pork Simon Laban from Duran Duran.
Well, that would be an impossibility.
Why?
Because you are not a dude.
Oh, my God.
I wanted to pork Simon from the Chipmunks.
I wanted to pork Simon, that little thing that you have to, like, follow.
Do-do-do-do-do. Yeah. That's
hot. I lost a lot of games because I was only using one thing.
Hey-o.
Before that, Ladybug Mecca with the song called Children Say, and starting off the set, The Gambler from Kenny Rogers.
Woo!
Yeah.
It's Tastes Like Chicken Day down at the radio station.
You got it.
At Dory's Pack Attack.
Starting at 2. We'll talk about the Packers.
Yeah. Packing.
If you want to talk about the Packers, you can give us a call at 414-799-1917.
Ask for Brent.
Ask him how his trip was.
His trip to Green Bay.
To Candyland.
All right.
Wonder Pants.
That's right.
That's all I got.
Well, that sucked.
I'm hungry. Did you bring me lunch?
No, but I might bring you dinner.
What?
For real?
No.
Oh.
I'm kidding. We can't eat in the studio. That's kind of a Bush rule, by the way.
Bush, like...
These are high-tech
or
students.
No.
Gwen Stefani's wife.
No, like Bush League, you know?
Oh.
That's what that comes from.
Bushwhackers.
That's because the DJs can't be trusted to clean up after themselves. Most of us can, but there are a few, I won't name names, that leave messes.
Let's name them. Is one named Pete?
Ding! And the other is Joe.
Anyway.
Yeah. We took their bell.
What else is new? So.
I don't know. What else is new?
Nothing.
Going to Disney?
We're going to Disney.
Yeah.
Next week.
I should call and warn them.
Next week, myself and some other people will be going to Disney World, and it will be our first time taking Vinny.
Right. I've never seen it.
So,
I know nothing about it.
We're going to buy him a little hat.
Yeah.
It's going to be cute.
Like Mickey ears with Vinny written on it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. What are you doing, Night Watchman?
I'll probably be sleeping a lot.
Because everyone will be gone.
Yeah.
Aw, that's sad.
No, that's good.
All right. Well, we can get back into the music. We've got no tickets. Brent gave us no tickets to give away. Such a jerk.
So call Brent and say, where are my tickets
or
at?
Email him.
This show is a very different feel than other ones.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Kind of got a... Feels kind of lazy.
Yeah, it's like a lazy Sunday show.
Weird vibe, like a deja vu.
I think it's because this studio is the direct opposite of the other one. So it's like we're in Bizarro Radio Station.
It is Bizarro Radio Station.
We're in a different studio today. We're in the, what is it?
B Studio.
Yeah.
B for Bizarro.
Oh.
Dude.
We're all going to be speaking backwards.
What did you really say?
I said,
Oh, that sounds the same forward and backwards.
Yeah, it's one of those, what are those things called?
Palindrome?
A Mr. Mixel play?
Palindrome.
Oh, yeah. Palindrome.
Madam, I'm Adam. That's what I know.
Yeah. I can say supercalifragilisticexpialidocious backwards.
Do it.
Docious alliexpialidocious fragicali rufus.
On that note, we'll get back into the music with some Greenskeepers. anything you want to say about this song?
Yeah, this song is sung, it's like a tribute to Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, wait. Was he a big fat person?
I'm looking down the hole, you're looking up at me. You're cold and tired, that is easy to see. Lower the rope to you, a bucket on the line. Your membrane will be soft and smooth, and your heart will be mine. It rubs the lotion on its skin, or as it gets the hose again. It rubs the lotion on its skin, or as it gets the hose again. Yes, precious, it gets the hose.
Put the lotion in the basket. Oh, put the lotion in the basket.
with your old lady attitude. I got a 90 day decision and I'm filled with guilt from things done and seen. Your water's from a bottle, mine's from a canteen. At night I hear the shots ring, storm my life, sleep up. The cost of life seems to get cheaper. Out in the desert with a street sweeper. The war is over, so said the speaker. With the fight suit on, baby, to him I'm just a pawn. So he can advance. Remember when they used to dance? Man, all I wanna do.
Just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park. And then later, when it gets dark, we go home. Just a perfect day. Feed animals in the zoo. movie too, and then home. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep. Just a perfect day. Problems all left alone. Weekenders on our own. It's such fun. Just a perfect day. You made me forget myself. I thought I was someone else, someone good. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep. Just what you sow. You're going to reap just what you sow. Thank you.
to call her.
Here I come, you can't stop me now. Here I come, you can't stop me now.
baby.
What's up, this one, G, you know what I'm saying? I'm here giving it up for Rad because they do a lot of good things for people. Before you drink, make sure that you got somebody that can drive your butt home so you won't crash or get pulled over and get a DUI. So go ahead and follow the rules and everything will be cool. And don't be no fools. Peace, baby, Warren G.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
If you are a business looking for a way to give back to the community, consider sponsoring a show on WMSE. You'll receive a tax deduction as well as the loyalty and patronage of our listeners who appreciate the organizations which support their favorite station. Please call Holly at 277-7247 for more information on becoming an underwriter.
This portion of WMSE programming is brought to you by OnMilwaukee.com, now featuring apartments and rentals in the classified section. Ads for apartments, condos, and houses are searchable by monthly rent, bedrooms, and location. Listings may be posted online along with a photo or virtual tour. Interest in listings can be tracked with OnMilwaukee.com's AdView system. More information on browsing or posting is available at OnMilwaukee.com, Milwaukee's daily magazine.
All right, it is 1 o'clock. You're tuned into Frontier Radio, 91.7 FM, WMSC Milwaukee. We are the radio voice of the Milwaukee School of Engineering. My name is Dory.
Woo!
Kennedy.
I'm Warren G.
Warren G's in the house.
Don't drink. Give me your liquor.
I'll drink it.
And I am Snoop Dogg.
Who are you?
Hi.
Wayne Shinsang is reporting on location.
Our gravity correspondent. Reporting live on location.
Yes, I am reporting from the floor today.
What's it look like down there, Wayne?
It looks like all feet and knees, people.
Feet and knees.
So things are looking up.
Things are looking up now. But I'm bummed. We need to increase the level of funny on this segment, I think.
Right.
Can we? I know that first hour was the longest hour of my life.
Yeah.
What is up with that?
I don't know.
I've had longer hours.
Really? Yeah. In that last bit of music, you heard Luscious Jackson with a song called Here. Before that, Santa Clara. Carla Twilight. Sorry.
Clara. C-L-A-R-A.
Oh, see, that's my dyslexia. How do you spell it?
C-L-A-R-A.
Yeah, I totally spelt it wrong. So I was right the first time. Clara.
Like Claritin.
All right. I wrote C-A-R-L-A. Twilight. That's not
Santa
right.
Carla is like Santa's daughter.
Yeah, I've got a friend named Carla. Hi, Carla. She's a librarian. She's a hot librarian, just like your friend.
That's hot.
Yeah, you know it. Tiger Army, did I say that? Lou Reed before that. Perfect Day. I Know You from Morphine. Dirty Harry from Gorillaz. And starting off the set, Lotion from the Greens. Keepers, that song ruled.
Isn't that awesome?
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Want to do the weather report today?
Yes.
Wayne from the floor.
Yeah, we're going to do the weather report.
What's it like outside?
It's there's some clouds.
Partly cloudy.
The sun's in the sky, partially.
Somewhere.
Chance of dancing.
Somewhere. And
what is the chance of dancing?
There's a partial temperature.
Yeah. Increase or decrease depending on where you live.
It's clear, except for it's cloudy.
It's mostly outside when you're not in your house.
Yeah.
Do we truly have to fake that we're...
Yes. Well, fake what?
Nothing.
I fake nothing.
Yeah, right.
That was a lie.
That's not what I hear.
Don't be mean. My mom's probably listening.
Yeah, right.
Hi, Mom. She's painting my apartment still.
Your mom doesn't fake, that's for sure.
You want to woo her.
I did woo her the other night.
Woo.
What's her first name?
Wu-Tang.
Barb.
Hey, Barb.
Barb.
What's up, baby?
Barb.
Call me.
Did you say Barb like a pirate?
Barb.
She likes Barb. Eye patches and peg legs.
Whoa.
That's how she rolls.
We should introduce her to our friend Jocko.
He likes guy patches and peg legs.
He has three peg legs and...
No, he's got two. He sold one on eBay.
He has a three.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He sold one on eBay.
And right. A partridge and a pear tree.
It's somewhere.
So I want to do something.
What's that?
I want to see how many people we can get to call into the station right now. 799-1917. 799-1917. Call in now.
Maybe we'll give something away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like astronaut ice cream.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's like sucking on a foam.
A phone?
On foam.
Dippin' Dots are the ice cream of the future.
That doesn't taste like foam.
On a sponge.
No, the astronaut ice cream you get at museums was like in a silver package and you rip it open. And...
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Hey, believe wait. Me. Isn't there a pledge drive coming up?
There is. Next week is the membership drive, which yeah. I won't be here for. I apologize.
Because you'll be out on the street hoofing it, getting pledges.
Hoofing it?
Hoofing? I think you spelled that wrong.
Yeah. Damn.
Hoofing?
Horfing. Horfing. Hoofing. Whoring. Whoring. Ah, kicking.
I get my F's and my K's confused.
This is what being on the floor, that's why being on the floor sucks.
Like, suck my shoe.
Oh!
Hey, this isn't prison. This is radio.
Wait, there's a difference?
The currency exchange here is bitches and cigarettes, so it's kind of like prison.
Can you say
you said B-I-T-C-H-E-S.
Yeah.
Dude, Warren G is going to come in and
That's
regulate.
That's bitching.
Yeah, he will.
Warren G. I'm Wayne C.
Warren.
You are.
I'm Warren P.
I'm the chin to the sang, baby.
For schnizzle.
For schnizzle. You know, we never say who we are, actually. I listened to the old show the other day, and we don't ever say who we are. We just say we're tasting like chicken.
So,
like who you are who inside are you? As people?
Yeah. I'm kind.
That was a lie.
Kind of lying.
Kind of full of crap.
Yeah,
I'd
whatever.
I'd like to go on the record as saying that I am having the best time of my life today, Thursday afternoon. It's the first Thursday in November. You know what we get to do? We get to kill turkeys and eat them.
Yeah. Don't forget, everybody, the holidays are coming up. Thanksgiving. Yeah.
That means get fat and spend money on me.
Yeah, get fatter.
All right, we just talked through the whole background music. And
what song is it?
Well, I don't know if... the one coming up is Know Your Rights from The Clash.
Oh.
I don't want to like just go through all your music in case you want to play something.
Yeah.
Yeah,
whatever.
Maybe this is a cue that we should just get back into the music and come back in like 15 minutes.
Play The Clash.
All right. No, actually, we can't. We're playing the Donner Party next. So
yeah, this is for Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yum.
Go Indians.
The similarities in situation between the Donner Party and the Colonial Pilgrims is both appalling, frightening, and incomplete. In both cases, you'll find one, a fairly large group of ill-prepared greenhorns pitting themselves against nature and each other. Two, an insufficient willingness to endure the very real hardships of frontiering. And three, coincidental misfortune at every turn. Number three, coincidental misfortune at every turn. The disasters of both camps were initially brought about by departure delay-inducing inertia, which caused our heroes to begin their journeys at absolutely retarded times weatherwise. If fantasy is the refuge of the frightened man and a castle in the air is safe harbor for a foolish few, just imagine living in a hut buried 12 feet below the snow, with the sight and smell of the scattered carcasses of loved ones at your feet, is the lay of the land. Just another day. I would like to propose that cannibalism was indeed rampant among America's earliest settlers, the Pilgrims.
Huh?
The Pilgrims. For what does settler imply, if not the willingness to settle? To settle for a meal of human flesh, if my thoughts on the subject are to be believed? In conclusion, spread the word of this. Look to the night sky and hark back to our forefathers' shortcomings and your own as you cut your meat and lay the groundwork for a new tomorrow.
to yawn. I still got my work clothes on, 'cause my 9 to 5 is doing a 10-hour drive. Just running from safety, like nothing can save me. Escape has enslaved me with running away. Just running from nothing, not sure of the sure thing. Stare at a small screen and jump when the phone rings.
WMSC, you love it. Admit it, you love music. WMSC is a constant source of music that you love. We bring it to you each and every day. Because WMSC is a public radio station, we rely on the people who are passionate about music to support it with a pledge. WMSC's Fall Membership Drive kicks off this Friday, November 4th at 9 a.m. on the Chicken Shack. We have a goal of $115,000. We have a pre-drive goal of $20,000. In Milwaukee, we've raised over $14,000 so far, and we've only got a few days to go. We're asking you to consider making your contribution to the WMSC Fall Campaign today with a pledge of support to Frontier Radio. By making your donation in advance, you'll not only help us reach the $20,000, but you'll be among the important listeners whose contributions affect programming directly. Your pre-drive donation will shorten the on-air fundraising activity, allowing us to bring you more of the great music and programming that you want. So we're asking you, if you plan on making your contribution, do it today. Or if you plan on pledging during the on-air drive, consider an additional gift at this time. Remember, regardless of the amount, every dollar counts. So, Milwaukee, we sure hope to hear from you. And tune in to WMSC this Friday, November 4th at 9 a.m. for the kickoff of the WMSC Fall Membership Drive. Thanks, Milwaukee.
Hello, this is Robin Zanner.
Hello, this is Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick for Rad.
Some people think it's fun to drive drunk, but that's unacceptable.
Be smart. If you drink,
don't drive.
Think ahead and choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives, and so should you.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
And now my eyes can see so clear.
Yes, that's nice.
Telemundo.
Telemundo.
That's right.
Telemundo.
Don't. In that last set of music you heard, Send Me an Angel from Neuromancer.
Yay.
Before that, the Slackers with a song called Running from Safety.
What?
Huh?
What?
And the Donner Party. Start off that set from Rasputina. We're going to do short sets now because we're getting bored staring at each other. Are we? Are you bored?
No, not at all.
Just hungry.
Yeah.
Like the wolf.
Somebody bring us some food down to the studio.
Hungry like the wolf.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about the bad news we heard last week. One of our favorite wrestlers quit.
You mean earlier this week?
Right.
You mean 2 days ago?
Dude, I am so drunk.
What day is it? Do you know what day it is?
No, because I have been busy finding Neverland.
Hey, there's Pete.
Boo! Ooh,
no, Pete's not here.
Pete
was here Monday.
What's Pete doing here? He's supposed to be working.
Why is he wearing bicycle shorts?
And nothing else.
Because he works at the bike shop. That's required uniform.
Hey, yo.
I've never seen anybody do that with a snack pack.
That's not a snack pack. All right, what's your bad news?
Oh, well, Christian, one of the funniest wrestlers ever, quit. Now there's no reason to watch wrestling.
Host of the Peep Show.
Why did he...
SmackDown.
Why did he quit?
He was unhappy.
Really?
Too talented.
Yeah. Where's he going to go?
To Iraq.
You know, I really don't know. Probably entertain the troops. The USO.
That's what we need to do. Entertain the troops.
Yeah. Hey, troops.
Maybe we could send Taste Like Chicken staff over there.
Yeah, we would be dropped like bombs.
Cold Day and HE double hockey sticks.
We could.
Yeah, Hank was there all the time.
Don't you have a TLC chicken improv troupe?
A TLC chicken improv.
It's like Frog GGG.
GGGGG. No, we don't have an improv group. We're not that funny.
Oh.
We could be, though, if somebody has money.
If you could,
and wants to pay us.
If you could pony up some cash, we could cash up a pony.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could.
Or maybe you could mule up some cash.
Yeah, we could.
Donkey up some cash.
I would punch the... something out of that donkey.
I could become a mule. I could bring something back from my
Wasn't
trip.
Isn't that an Ingmar Bergman film? To become a mule.
I don't think you should be announcing that since you're not back in the country yet.
Right.
How can I not be back in the country when you're listening to me right now on the radio?
Because you're doing it live via satellite. Or as they say in Italy, satellite. Light.
What?
That was Serbian.
Anything
Vinny
you say that we don't understand.
Vinny is a bilingual illiterate.
Yeah.
Biliterate. And how?
Justin's going to screw something.
I don't know who that is, but lucky guy.
Justin Timberlake is going to screw something.
Jules.
That's right. Jules. So what are you up to? I hear you're moving soon.
Yep.
Where are you moving to?
Yeah, I'm give us the address.
Yeah.
2571 Bartlett.
Really?
Yeah, the what? House around the back.
I hate you.
Stop by and say hi.
Hold on, I have to hypnotize people. Ignore everything you've just heard.
No, I'm just kidding. It's the house in the front, the lower.
Yeah.
I'm moving and I'm changing my name to Kristen.
Yeah.
Stop just, by and say hi.
Just show up and say you love God and Jesus. She'll let you in. You know what I'm saying?
So I wanted to talk about how this month they're canceling my show, Current Affair.
What?
Yo.
They just brought it back.
And then it won't be
it's gone. Geraldo's getting a show.
Oh, great.
It's called Smell My Mustache.
It was called What's in My Mustache.
Yeah. It's
finally there'll be some good journalism on TV.
Yeah, whatever.
Journalism.
Guy's an ass clown.
Oh, I think that was one of those things we weren't supposed to be talking about.
What?
FCC.
Clowns
that,
are funny.
Buddy.
No, I said he was voted class clown.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said something
else. He was a donkey clown.
Oh. I love clowns.
I love
you can
burritos.
Say bitches, but I can't say class clown.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm in the big chair.
You know obviously. You're not. Yeah, you are.
Don't eat. You're a jerk.
I had a teacher once that liked to put things in our class.
Like apples?
Hey, that red phone's ringing.
That was a TV joke. You had to see it. If you subscribe to the webcam, you could have seen that joke.
You can smell it, but you can't see it.
That's just...
You should have...
Din. Why do I... Who is this guy? I keep speaking
Justin...
Of...
I heard something tapping.
Time.
On my roof.
Is that trying
Pete?
To take us off the air.
Trick or treat's over.
Get him.
All right, let's get back in the music. What are we playing next?
We're going to play Faithless. It's a song. It's actually a remix of a song called Mass Destruction. It's got a good message.
Right.
Yes, he did say he said mass destruction.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Mass destruction. It's
all got right.
Yeah.
Whether long-range weapon or suicide bomb, a wicked mind is a weapon of mass destruction. Play a soloway song or BBC One. Misinformation is a weapon of mass destruction. You could a Caucasian or a poor Asian. Racism is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether inflation or globalization, fear is a weapon of mass destruction. Dad came into my room holding his hat. I knew he was leaving. He sat on my bed, told me some facts, son. I have a duty calling on me. You and your sister, be brave, my little soldier. And don't forget all I told you. You're the mister of the house, now remember this. And when you wake up in the morning, give your mama a kiss. Then I had to say goodbye. In the morning, woke mama with a kiss on each eyelid. Even though I'm only a kid, certain things can't be hid. Mama grabbed me, held me like I was made of gold, but left her in the stories untold. I said, Mama, it'll be alright when Daddy comes home tonight. Whether long-range weapon or suicide bomb, a wicked mind is a weapon of mass destruction. Play a soloway song or BBC One. Misinformation is a weapon of mass destruction. You could have Caucasian or a poor Asian. Racism is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether inflation or globalization, fear is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether Halliburton, Enron or anyone, greed is a weapon of mass destruction. We need to find courage, overcome. Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction. Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction. Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction. My story stops here. Let's be clear, this scenario is happening everywhere. And you ain't going to Nirvana or Farvana. You coming right back here to live out your karma with even more drama than previously. Seriously. Just how many centuries have we been waiting for someone else to make us free?
And we refuse to see that people overseas suffer just like we. Bad leadership and egos unfettered and free. Feed on the people they're supposed to lead. I don't need good people to pray and wait for the Lord to make it all straight. There's only now to do it right. Cause I don't want your daddy leaving home tonight. Whether long-range weapon or suicide bomb, a wicked mind is a weapon of mass destruction. The Yasoraway Sun or BBC One, misinformation is a weapon of mass destruction. You could a Caucasian or a poor Asian, racism is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether inflation or globalization, fear is a weapon of mass destruction. Whether Halliburton, Enron or anyone, greed is a weapon of mass destruction. We need to find courage, overcome. Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction. Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction. Inaction is a weapon of mass destruction.
This portion of WMSE programming is brought to you by Music Go Round, the Milwaukee musicians' used instrument resource. Music Go Round is always buying used equipment and pays on the spot for instruments, including guitars, drums, amps, and keyboards. Customers may also trade up for equipment already in stock. Music Go Round, just off 76th Street, north of Southridge, 281-2777.
Okay, and that last set of music you heard, Hate Breeders from the Misfits. Before that, Fatboy Slim with a song called Talking About My Baby. Starting off the set, Mass Destruction from Faithless.
Yes.
The Misfits was for Scott Wilkowski, the greatest toy maker in all of Milwaukee.
Waxbeanstudios.com.
Yeah. Commission him.
Can he make it? Would he make a toy of, like, your brother if he wanted? Will he make a toy of anything?
My brother, yeah, because my brother is an R&B sensation.
Who's that?
Steve. Warren G.
Oh.
I was going to say Warren G.
No, next time we're on, I'll bring his CD in and we'll play it. That'll be the 230 Love song.
Okay.
Oh, yes, it will be.
Yes.
It is the 230 Love song.
I'm sure if you throw enough cash at Scott that he'd be willing to sculpt about anything.
Really?
You know, if you throw enough cash at me, I will sculpt anything. It won't
How
be
much
good.
Cash is enough?
I don't know. Give me a number.
4.
1,000?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Sold.
Sculpt my grandma.
Whoa. He did that last night.
With my bare hands.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So what do you think? We're waiting for you to say something.
Oh, yeah.
You're looking.
I'm like not being a good conductor of the show today.
What are you looking at?
Let's I keep looking at tomorrow. The time and figuring out what time it is.
Oh, okay.
It's 1:35.
Well, let's talk about what's going to go live tomorrow, possibly.
Yeah.
Well, tomorrow we're going to have our next online issue launch at our site, tlchicken.com, which actually it'll be a preview of our next print issue.
So, jam-packed with goodness.
Yeah, yeah, lots of interviews this time. We're going to have interviews with Henry Rollins and...
Some of you might know him.
Brian Posehn. He's a comedian. Comedian Zach Galifianakis. Who else?
Artist, illustrator, director Dave McKean. Who did Mirror Mask, which is playing at the Downer right now. Go see that flick.
The Gun Show. Don't forget the Gun.
Oh, yeah, and James Gunn and Jenna Fischer. Jenna Fischer is on The Office. She's the secretary lady.
Keep talking for a second. I need to turn your mic down and there's
okay,
up.
I'm talking.
Turn it
I'm
up.
Talking.
Bring
I'm
the noise.
Talking.
All right.
Okay. So yeah, Jenna Fischer and James Gunn. Jenna Fischer's on The Office. This is like Life Rewind.
Yeah.
And James Gunn, he's a writer-director. He did Dawn of the Dead and some other things. So.
Sweet. Those are pretty nice interviews.
Yeah. I feel like I'm forgetting somebody, but maybe Slug. Not. Oh, Slug from Atmosphere. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
For all you Minnesota peeps.
Ites.
They were just in town.
Yes, they were.
Like a month or so ago.
Minnesota people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So was Henry. Henry was just here on Sunday.
Yeah, how was Henry?
Henry was really cool. You know?
Yeah.
He talked for like 3 hours and never drank water.
He's a camel.
He only drank pee.
He's a robot.
Yeah.
You can't talk about doing that on the radio.
Yes, I can.
No, because then when you go home and on your way home see nothing but children lying in the streets drinking pee.
Because they want to be like Henry Rollins.
Yeah.
It's like you're drinking that pee.
Oh, wait, what is that from?
The Specials.
Oh, yeah.
James Gunn.
Which was written by James Gunn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Full circle.
Bringing it back around.
That's right.
Full circle.
Bring it on. That's right.
Bring it back around and spank it?
If you beg...
I don't gotta beg.
She ain't too proud to beg.
I ain't too
That's a lie.
All right. What are we playing next?
Music.
I don't know. What are we playing next?
Papa Nagila.
We're playing a song called Lorando, which doesn't sound like a song you'd know, but you might.
Well, let's take a listen.
Yo, Rondo.
Stop throwing stuff at me.